This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The United States has reported record daily new coronavirus infections, surging past 50,000 cases a day for the first time. 50,700 new U.S. cases were reported, according to a tally kept by Johns Hopkins University, as many states struggled to contain the spread of the pandemic, blamed in part on Americans not wearing masks or following social distancing rules. Surging numbers in California prompted the governor there to announce that he was closing bars, theaters, and indoor restaurant dining over most of the state, and just ahead of the July 4th weekend celebrations. Confirmed cases are also spiking in Texas, Florida, and Arizona. India's number of coronavirus cases passed 600,000 Thursday, with the nation's infection curve rising and its testing capacity being increased. More than 19,000 new cases were reported in the past 24 hours. Nearly 18,000 people have died so far due to the virus, according to India's health ministry. President Vladimir Putin is thanking Russians after a nationwide vote approved controversial constitutional reforms that allow him to extend his rule until 2026. He made no mention of the fact that the changes reset his constitutional term limit, allowing him to stay in the Kremlin for 12 more years after his current term expires in 2024. And a round of intensified Brexit talks ended on Thursday with both sides warning of remaining big differences. The two sides say they are committed to continuing negotiations next week in London. The meetings in Brussels were the first held face-to-face since the coronavirus shutdown. And authorities in Myanmar say a landslide at a jade mine has killed 126 people. The U.S. House of Representatives has approved new sanctions related to Hong Kong after Beijing imposed a security law that was condemned by countries around the world. The measure, which was passed unanimously, penalizes banks that do business with China. The Senate must approve it before it's sent to the White House and President Trump. Critics say China's law ends freedoms that were guaranteed for 50 years when British rule ended in 1997 and China took over. Under a one-country, two-systems agreement, the U.K. has offered a path to citizenship to millions from Hong Kong. Thursday, China threatened corresponding measures. Thousands of black activists from across the U.S. plan to hold a virtual convention at the end of the summer to produce a new political agenda that builds on the protests that followed George Floyd's death. Organizers of the gathering shared their plans with the Associated Press ahead of an official announcement. The 2020 Black National Convention will take place August 28th via a live broadcast. It will feature a series of conversations, performances, and other events meant to develop a set of demands before the November election. Meantime, Los Angeles leaders have voted to slash the police department budget by $150 million. The city council just approved the change, which will reduce the number of LAPD officers to a level not seen for more than a decade, and provide services and programs for communities of color. It comes amid nationwide demands to shift money away from law enforcement agencies during America's reckoning over police brutality and racial injustice. Other cities around the country also have cut police budgets or are moving to do so. New York City lawmakers shifted $1 billion from policing to education and social services in the coming years. Top U.S. intelligence officials will brief key members of Congress Thursday on what is known or not known about an alleged Russian plot to pay militants for attacks on American and coalition forces in Afghanistan. The White House confirmed that the CIA director and National Security Agency director would meet with members referred to as the Gang of Eight on Thursday. The meeting will be the first chance for lawmakers to hear directly from veteran intelligence officials about reports that Russia was offering Taliban-linked militants bounties to target and kill U.S. and allied troops. And in Myanmar again, at least 123 people were killed Thursday in a landslide at a jade mine in the northern part of the country. It's the worst in a deadly series of accidents at such sites in recent years. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman.